This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is, if you'd somehow missed it, National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The Department of Homeland Security says so. The government and the high-tech industry are trying to spread the word about keeping your data and your privacy protected online because the bad guys are everywhere, you know. But the once dark art of computer hacking has become, in some cases, a regular 9-to-5 day job. There's a public sector and a private sector, even corporate recruiters and HR people as well. Arthi Shahani reports.
Vincent Liu is, at age 31, one of America's best hackers. As a kid, he hacked into video games, and in his 20s, he worked for the NSA. But these days, instead of hunched over a keyboard breaking into systems, Liu spends most of his time on the road and in conference rooms. He runs a firm of hackers for hire. And when I met him, he was at Caesars Palace Las Vegas, headhunting top-notch hackers at a conference.
You're not going to put a resume on Monster and find that person. It's just not going to happen. You know, those people are in extremely high demand. They kind of command salaries that are well, you know, into the six figures.
Liu's website does not list the companies who hire him. He handles such sensitive business, when he's in conference rooms showing off to his own clients, they get spooked by the work product.
People have gotten up, stopped the meeting, and said, quote, you've gone too far, you know. We've stolen plans for military equipment.
Liu pulls out his own laptop and shows me a movie of his team hacking into a Fortune 100 manufacturing conglomerate. They download employee names and license plate numbers, create ID cards to swipe themselves into data centers.
We were just showing off. It's what we get paid to do. We really want to drive home the point.
And how much do you get paid for something like this?
Anywhere from $50,000 to $200,000.
Liu isn't the only one capitalizing on the demand for cybersecurity. Search the term hacker for hire on Google, and you get 1-800 numbers like,
thank you for calling Neighborhood Hacker, professional hackers for hire. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
The unemployment rate for cyber professionals is zero.
Richard Schaefer is retired from the NSA. He says back in the day, hacking was such a specialized field, they only employed the very best.
I was there 35 years, and 1975, I was one of 150 people hired. They hire 1,000 people a year now.
That number doesn't even count the consultants like Edward Snowden. One industry report says there are already 340,000 jobs in cybersecurity. Schaefer says while the Pentagon has strict quality controls, the private sector, like a 1-800 number to hire a hacker, does not.
That means that we have practitioners out there being paid more, given more responsibility than their skill level deserves, and so mistakes are being made.
Before hacking ever became a job description, there was another conference for the underground. It's called DEF CON. DEF CON started in the 1990s as anti-establishment. Today, some say it's just another job fair. CJ, who wouldn't give his last name, is an elder here. And he says it's not the same.
It's become almost a professional culture now. Less of the guys on skateboards and more of the guys in suits walking around. It's kind of bad because I think money doesn't come for everything, you know?
Vinnie Liu agrees that the money has changed things. It's made hacking a business, which to him it should be.
Some of us have mortgages and families and kids, and that's the lifestyle that some of us want to lead.
More money and higher pay values the people, like him, who are good at this. In Las Vegas, I'm Arthi Shahani for Marketplace.